morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A Huron County man will pay $315 in fines after pleading no contest to reckless driving. Antonio Elijah Crist appeared before Judge Ferris regarding a May 19th incident in Grant Township. Prosecutors stated deputies clocked Crist driving 111 miles per hour on Elkton Road, accelerating to 114 miles per hour while passing another vehicle into oncoming traffic. Crist entered the no contest plea, citing potential civil liability. His attorney noted that Crist is a first-time offender and is currently employed. Judge Ferris ordered no jail time or probation. The summer concert season continues next week at the Pigeon Bandshell with the return of Michigan-based classic rock group Stone Street Revival. The band is scheduled to perform Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. Organizers say the group is known for combining well-known classic rock favorites with lesser-known selections from the 1970s and beyond, featuring strong vocal harmonies and live performances that appeal to audiences of all ages. Advance tickets are available online and at participating locations throughout the Thumb, with tickets also available at the gate before the show. Guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets for seating. If severe weather develops, the concert will be moved indoors to Laker High School Auditorium on M142 between Pigeon and Elkton. Any venue change will be announced through the Pigeon Bandshell's website, social media, and your local radio station. The 2026 concert season continues July 23rd with Southern Gospel Group Justified Quartet, followed by Magic Bus Band on August 6th, featuring a tribute to the music of the Woodstock era. The Pigeon Bandshell, owned by the Village of Pigeon, has hosted summer entertainment since 1991 and continues to present a variety of musical acts through community support, sponsorships, ticket sales, and grant funding. And the Huron County Sheriff's Office is reminding boaters that Michigan law requires children under the age of 6 to wear a properly fitted U.S. Coast Guard approved Type 1 or Type 2 life jacket whenever they are on the open deck of a moving boat. Sheriff Kelly Hansen says many parents are unaware the law requires more than just a life jacket. Type 1 and Type 2 jackets are designed to help keep a child's head above water and typically include a crotch strap to help prevent young children from slipping out if they fall into the water. To help improve boating safety during the holiday weekend, the Sheriff's Office has purchased 6 child-size life jackets for children weighing 30 pounds or less using donated funds. The jackets will be provided at no cost to families who need one for use for the weekend. Anyone in need of a life jacket is asked to contact Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421 and leave a message for a deputy to arrange pickup. Under Michigan law, children younger than 6 must wear a properly fitted Type 1 or Type 2 personal flotation device while a vessel is underway. The requirement does not apply when a child is inside an enclosed cabin or aboard certain inspected commercial vessels. Officials say selecting the correct size life jacket based on a child's weight and chest size is critical to ensuring it provides the protection it was designed to deliver. And we'll be back right after this.
At Sure Health, we are celebrating. The National Rural Health Association just released its top 20 hospitals in all of America, and Sure Health is one of them. That's right. Your very own Sure Health is in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across America in patient satisfaction. This is a huge deal, and we want to say thank you. It's because of you that we're able to provide the best possible care so close to home. Thank you for trusting us with your health and wellness, whether you take advantage of our services in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, Sebring, Bad Axe, or through Harbor Beach Community Hospital in Harbor Beach or Port Hope. What matters is that you want to achieve better health for a better life, and Sure Health is here with you every step of the way. So thank you for your belief in us to be one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in all of the United States of America. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.